God sent His word and healed us. Is that what He said?
Yes.
Psalms 107, verse 20. And the Lord sent His word and healed us. What did He send to heal us?
Word.
His word. His word is what makes us well. And when we get a hold of it by faith, it makes us well. I tell you what y'all do. I said, since faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, I said, I want you two, mom and daddy and the grandmother, I said, I want y'all all to go home. They lived in Midland, Texas. I said, I want y'all to go back to Midland, Texas, and I want you to take that Galatians 3, 13 and 14, and I want you to read it out loud over and over and over and over until faith comes. How does faith come? By hearing what?
The Word.
The Word. So they go back that week and they read, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. They read this over and over. It is written, cursed is anyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, that we might receive the promises of the Spirit by faith. They read that over and over and over for 1 week. Just 1 week. And then the mother and the grandmother are together on Saturday. They're quoting these scriptures and reading these. And the grandmother says, honey, it is written. Just like Thurman said, it's done. It's done. Jesus made us the promise. It wasn't Thurman talking. That was Jesus talking to us. If Jesus told us, now Thurman told us anything, we might not be able to believe him. But since he told us exactly what Jesus said, don't you think we ought to believe Jesus? Now faith comes by what? Hearing and hearing and hearing the word. And so they quoted Galatians 3, 13 and 14 over and over and over. And then Saturday, the next week, the mother's grandmother says, let's take her down to Logan Steakhouse and get her some peanuts and a steak. Anybody ever been to Logan Steakhouse? What they got all over the floor?
Peanuts.
That's it. They're everywhere in that place. So they go down there and Grandma gets the little Allison a bucket of peanuts as they go by. And she's walking through there, stepping on them peanut holes, saying, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Now, is that a good time to quote God's word? I mean, this is my grandbaby. And she, anytime, and they left the shot at home. That showed they had faith. They didn't take it with them. I'm telling you, you gotta quote God's word. What does God's word do? Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Is that what God said?
Yes, sir.
Sure. And so they go over there and Grandma sits down and hands Allison a bucket of peanuts and says, Allison, honey, eat all the peanuts you want. You can eat them in the name of Jesus and it won't hurt you at all. And little Allison broke a peanut, put it in her mouth and ate it. Broke it and put another one. And they ate and everything that day. And they called me that next day and they were all hysterically, wonderfully surprised that God's word really works. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So anyway, 6 or 8 months later, they called me and said, we want to put this on GLC. We want everybody to see what God's done for our daughter. Well, I thought that's a good idea, too. So we have the testimony back there, the one we made at GLC. So we was getting ready to do the show. And little Allison comes up and said, Pastor, she's about 4 at that time. She said, Pastor, can I ask you a question? I said, sure, honey, no problem. She comes up and jumps up on my knee and sits right there on my knee and looks me right now and said, you know, Mom and Dad asked me to do things once in a while I don't like to do. Do I have to obey them? And she's only 4. She ain't 14 or 18. Like some kids have to get older before they get that stupid. But she's stupid at 4. Pastor, do I have to obey Mom and Dad when they tell me to do things I don't like? I said, no, honey, you don't have to do anything. But I said, do you like being well?
Mm-hmm.
She said, I love being well. I said, then if you love being well, you have to obey. I said, if you don't want to stay well, I said, if Mom and Dad tell you to do something and you disobey them, I said, that sickness is going to come right back upon you. Do you want that? Or do you enjoy being able to eat anything you want? Oh, she said, Pastor, I enjoy eating anything I want. I said, then you have to obey Mom and Dad. Everything Mom and Dad tells you to do, you have to do it and do it happily. Yes, Mom. Honey, take the trash out for me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Mom. Let me get it and take it out for you right this minute. Obey Mom and Dad and do it happily. I said, then it'll go well with you and you'll live a long, healthy life. So we told the story, and that part's not on the tape. I wished it had been there. That's a good part, because little Allison today, she is totally well and eating anything she wanted, and she had no idea that her mom and dad's sin is what brought the curse upon her life. Now see, if we understood these principles that God put in there, we wouldn't sin, would we? We all love being well, don't we? But we don't want to be sick. We don't want to be afflicted. But we don't realize it's our sin that puts it on us. Now then, let's go back to this scripture that I've got here in Exodus 23, 25, and 26. Let's go back to the Old Covenant. I want you to see something. Exodus 23, 25, and 26, under the Old Covenant. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Now, if you serve the Lord your God and obey him and do everything he tells you to do, how much sickness is he going to take away from you? Is that pretty clear? All. So under the old covenant, if we obey, how much sickness and disease did he say we would have?
None.
So why do we have so much sickness and disease in the church? You ever stop to think about that? We must have a lot of sinners in the church, right? I mean, we're just a bunch of rotten critters, I want to tell you. We really are. You know, we think we got it together. I know more than anybody else when God says don't do something. And we just don't believe him. We just don't believe him. I mean, he tells us everything we have to do. I mean, you take this unforgiveness thing. Let me take you to, I've seen more people die because of this scripture that didn't have a clue why they were dying. And I want to take you to Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 through 35. And I want to show you. Now, something I've learned here, this unforgiveness principle here, it'll kill anybody. It'll kill the man, the woman, the children. And then one thing we've really learned about women, I've never seen a woman yet that wanted to have breast cancer. I see women that go in and have mammograms done every 2 or 3 years to try to make sure they don't have breast cancer. I can tell you, woman, what to do that I can guarantee you, you will never have breast cancer. If you walk in love and do everything God says, I guarantee you won't never have to worry about breast cancer. You won't have it. You won't have it. Now, this is something we have learned over the years. If you get into unforgiveness toward it, if you're a woman, you get into unforgiveness toward a female member of your family, it'll bring breast cancer in your left breast every time. Now, if you get into unforgiveness toward a female that's not a family member, just a friend or a coworker, it'll bring breast cancer in your right breast. I've seen this over and over and over. And out of all these, we've only had a couple of cases of women that come to us that we didn't get healed. I've seen many of them healed almost instantly. In fact, I had a woman here in my own church here a few years ago. Her and her husband was new to this. When they started coming out here, he came out of a Baptist church, and his wife had been diagnosed with breast cancer. I told her, I said, you've got a sin, unforgiveness, which she did. I said, now then, if you will forgive them, we'll pray the prayer of faith for you, and I guarantee Jesus will forgive you, and he'll heal you. And so she did everything. We prayed for her, and I said, it's done. Your breast cancer is gone. Her husband said, look, Thurman, next Thursday I've got an appointment for her to do surgery. He said, now, I love this woman, and I don't want to lose her. I said, if you'll trust God, you won't lose her. He said, well, I'm new to this stuff. So I've already got the appointment made. I'm going to take her in and let them do the surgery anyway Thursday. Okay, it's your wife. I can't do nothing about that. So he took her in and they went in and done, in fact, I think it was on the right side. And they went in under her arm and cut in there and took out tissue. And when they took the tissue up and began to check it, there wasn't no cancer there. It was gone. But now they've already cut her. Well, now they sew her up. So now then a couple of weeks later, they're back out here sitting right here. Second row, right there. And they're both crying. Oh, if we had only trusted God, we wouldn't have this expense. And now then I got this pain and I can only raise my arm this high. And of course the tissue gets tight and she can't raise her arm no higher than that. Oh, if I'd only listened to God's word. And he was the same way. I told him, I walked right over here in front of him and I said, you know, you two are both so repentant to God. I believe with all my heart he will forgive you. And I said, I believe with all my heart he'll forgive you and restore you. So I reached up and laid my hand on her. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, restore her and make her perfect where she can raise her arm all the way back up in the name of Jesus. I said, now, ma'am, raise your arm up. And she went straight up, all the way up. He instantly took away all pain. He took away the tightness, everything. And that woman is totally, completely healed to this day. Now then, what kind of a Jesus do we serve? He's an awesome Jesus. He's beyond our wildest dreams. When we don't believe him, he'll still come back when we repent with tears. He forgives us and restores us. You can't find a God better than that. I just stand in awe at what I've seen the King do. His compassion for his people is just awesome. But until you get rid of sin and get into faith, he can't do anything. You've tied his hands. Whenever the disciples said, Lord, why could we not cast out that demon? What was his answer? Because you have so little faith. Because you have no faith. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, what did he say you could do? You could speak to a what? A mountain.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, His Divine Power Gives Us Everything We Need, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.